אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Israel is in national lockdown due to the out-of-control surge in new coronavirus cases. The Health Ministry said on Friday afternoon that a record high 7,755 new virus cases were diagnosed a day earlier. The record number of diagnoses came after two consecutive days where the number of new infections neared 7,000. And then the Health Ministry announced that 8,687 new cases of coronavirus were recorded in just over 24 hours since Friday afternoon, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic to 226,586. Over 67,000 cases are active. The national death toll stands at 1,417. A notably high 12.6% of the tests that came back on Thursday were positive. However, the spread among the nation is most uneven. In the ultra-Orthodox Haredi community, the rate of infection is over 26%. In the Arab sector, it is 12%, and in the rest of the community, it stands at 10%. Many health officials who had earlier called for selective lockdowns based on high infection rate areas, have conceded that the rate of infection is growing so rapidly that there's no choice but to have a full national lockdown. Last Friday, 9 days ago, strict restrictions came into force, which meant that Rosh Hashanah, New Year, was observed without large gatherings, including in synagogues. However, the limitations on movement, commerce and assembly were an interim measure in preparation for this week's announcement. After days of debate, the government released its latest restrictions on Thursday night. Under the new rules, which came into effect at 2 p.m. on Friday, nearly all businesses are closed, with the exception of specific companies and factories designated as essential by the Defence Ministry's National Emergency Authority. Restaurants are permitted to open on a home delivery basis only. Israelis aren't allowed to travel more than a kilometre from their home, with the exception of specific activities that are exempted. At 2 p.m. on Friday, police were deployed on highways and at entrances to cities and towns to ensure Israelis don't attempt to travel during the lockdown. Demonstrations were not included in the banned activities. The right to demonstrate is legislated in a basic law, meaning that it takes a full Knesset vote to limit it in any way. The government's deliberations and disagreements on how and to what extent a lockdown should take place did not allow enough time for a Knesset vote to deal specifically with how travel restrictions would apply to those travelling to attend a demonstration. Coalition partners as well as opposition politicians have accused the Prime Minister of being obsessed with closing down the demonstrations that have become a feature of Israeli life since the current government was formed at the expense of focusing on the health crisis. Anti-Netanyahu activists appeared to split on Friday over whether to hold their weekly protests outside the Premier's official residence in Jerusalem as the tightened lockdown measures went into force. While the protesters lack a centralised leadership, several of the groups announced earlier on Friday they would not hold a protest on Saturday evening. Shortly after, however, eight different groups issued a joint statement declaring that they were organising a mass convoy to the capital that would reach the Prime Minister's residence, where they would demonstrate in line with Health Ministry's guidelines and while maintaining social distancing between one another. Convoys of vehicles made their way along Israeli highways to Jerusalem yesterday afternoon. Cars sporting Israeli flags honked as they crawled along roads, with demonstrators by the roadside and on overpasses calling out encouragement. Some of the protesters did not leave their cars, but made their protests known through sustained tooting, but several thousand did gather outside the Prime Minister's Jerusalem residence. Police officials said officers had been instructed not to block protesters from reaching rallying points. They expanded the area where protests were allowed to gather to make social distancing possible, although with the exceptionally high numbers, the situation was difficult to control. Police said they were closely enforcing mask-wearing regulations. too late for a vote before Yom Kippur, the government expects to have the Knesset approve on Tuesday a proposal to limit demonstrations to within a kilometre of a person's home and to a maximum of 20 people, in line with other activities that are permitted, including prayers. Most synagogues around the country moved prayers outside this Shabbat in order to comply with restrictions. Hundreds of tents and awnings under which prayers can take place have been erected throughout Jerusalem in preparation for Yom Kippur tonight and on Monday. Exceptionally hot weather is forecast, and many rabbis are urging their communities to stay home during the day, even if there is an outdoor option for prayer. The message is that fasting is a biblical commandment, but the gathering for prayer is rabbinic, meaning that it is preferable to stay home and fast rather than risk dehydration by attempting to join an outdoors prayer gathering. In the ultra-Orthodox community, there's a split, with some, including Sephardi chief Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, saying that synagogues can stay open for up to 20 worshippers, while his brother, Rabbi David Yosef, aligned himself with chief Ashkenazi Rabbi David Lau, who said that prayers should be moved outdoors. On Friday, Health Minister Yuli Edelstein signalled the lockdown measures would likely be extended beyond the end of Sukkot on October 9th. He said the public needs to be told the truth. We're heading for a few weeks of lockdown, but in different conditions, following the first 2 weeks of a hard lockdown, in the hope the numbers go down slowly, we'll begin to loosen up. Despite months of the pandemic and clear evidence of rising infection rates, the government has no clear exit plan for after this current lockdown. Prime Minister Netanyahu acknowledged on Thursday that the loosening of the first lockdown was too rapid, but did not explain how this would inform government decision-making this time round. Anger grew on yesterday, over a judge's decision a day earlier to grant anonymity to a man accused of repeatedly stabbing his wife in front of their toddler son, with thousands liking and retweeting online posts with the name of the suspect. Police said they planned to appeal the judge's decision. The man is accused of stabbing his wife 20 times and hitting her with a rolling pin on the eve of Rosh Hashanah at their home in Mitzpeh Ramon, all in the presence of their two-year-old. Neighbours intervened and saved the woman from being murdered. The victim, Shira, wants her husband's name publicised so the whole country will know what he did. The lockdowns due to COVID-19 have led to significant rise in domestic violence, including femicide or attempted femicide. Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Reuven Rivlin both paid tribute to Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Rivlin described her as a passionate champion of justice, democracy, and equality under the law, and she was inspired by the Torah's urging, "Justice, justice, you shall pursue." On Tuesday, Kibbutz Ramat HaShofet, named after Julian Mack, an early 20th century Jewish American judge, said it was temporarily tweaking its name to Ramat HaShofetet, the female version of judge, to honour Judge Bader Ginsburg. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. Wishing all of SBS Radio listeners Gemar Chatima Tova, may you be sealed in the Book of Life. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.